In today's Mishnah, we're on the second and third Mishnah on the sixth Perek Masechta Tamid. And in today's Mishnah, we finally learn about how the Ketoret, the incense itself, was offered. So first, Misha Zechah B'Machta, the Kohen that got the role of bringing the shovel full of coals into the Heichal, he would Savar Tegechalim Al Gabay Mizbeach. He would make a pile of these coals on top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the golden altar inside the Heichal. Verida Dan, and he would scatter them and such it would have like a smooth surface, a Bishulei HaMachta with the base of that shovel. And then Vishtachava Vyatza, and then he would bow and leave. So once the bowing signified that he's finished his task, and then and he bows like an eved taking leave from his master. And here we see the Ketoret in contrast to the Ketoret that was performed on Yom Kippur, where the coals weren't poured out at all, as the Bartanur notes, as we learned back in Masechta Yoma, rather the incense was placed on the shovel, on the coals that were in the shovel itself. However, in this situation, as we've explained, no, it was actually burned on the Mizbeach HaZahav. The Mishnah then says, Misha Zechah B'Ketoret, the Kohen who was given the job of offering the incense, Hanotel et ha-bazech mitoch ha-kaf. He would take the bazech was a smaller kli that was inside the kaf. The translations I've seen recently, bazech being a censer, which is a special incense kli, and the kaf, which would literally explain as being a spoon, but more likely to be more like a pan. And that was the larger one that was placed underneath the bazech in order to ensure that nothing spilled out. And he would give the kaf itself lo'ohavo o lakrovo to a friend of his or a karov, a relative of his that he would bring in to help assist him in the heichal. It says nitpazer mimeno. He would pour it out from the bazech into the big kaf. And then not no lo bechofnav, and then we placed back into his hand. So he'd make a cup, if you like, with the palms of his hands together, and then that way he would transfer the incense onto the mizbeach hazahav. And it says umelamdinoto. They would instruct him as follows: Havi zahir, be very careful. Why? Shema tatchil lifanecha shelo tichaver. They instruct him to not. When he starts pouring incense, not to go in the outward direction, because if he would do so, he would run the risk of burning himself as he would pass his hands over the parts already burning. So therefore, the idea was that he would actually have to reach out at a distance and scatter the incense in a direction towards his body. Hitchil meraded, so he would begin to scatter the incense on the coals, v'yotze. And once he had done, and once he did so, he would then leave. Interestingly, here who is leaving? The explanation Kahati brings in the name of the Rashash is that the person who was instructing him, once he saw him beginning to burn the incense in the correct fashion, he would leave. However, according to the Bartanura, this is referring to the person who burnt the offered the Ketoret itself. That as soon as he had finished placing it on the Mizbeach, he would leave. However, the Mishnah says Lo yam maktir. Hamaktir Maktir, the person who was going to burn the incense would not begin Ad Shamemune Omer Lo until the Memune would instruct him to do so and say Haktir, which means offer it or burn it. Im Haya Kohen Gadol, if it was the Kohen Gadol who was offering Hamemune Omer, he would address him with a bit more respect and say Ishi Kohen Gadol Haktir, not just instruct him to offer it, but he referred to him first as Ishi Kohen Gadol. And then it says Pershu Ha'am, meaning all the Kohanim would have to ensure that they would vacate the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, meaning between the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, and the entrance hall itself, in that space where we mentioned before is where they would wash their hands. And that is because any time there was a kapara, an atonement achieved in the Kodesh itself, they would have to clear, make sure that space was cleared out. It says, V'chol adam lo yeh ba'ohel mohed b'vo lechaper b'kodesh. And that would include other korbanot there were, whose blood was sprinkled within the Kodesh itself. Interestingly, in Yom Kippur, however, when the incense was offered in the Kodesh HaKadashim, that would be a different story. That's one step deeper, and so therefore that area would not need to be vacated. Mishnah says, Vihiktir, once he offered it, he says, Vihishtachava v'yatza, he would also bow and then leave. And those in Mishnah today.